Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Two very short words that may pack a tremendous wallop in our society are yes and no. This week I'd like to meander a bit about the word no because of the problems that it can create for us and also for our animals. For example, whether we view ourselves as all positive or not, if our animals do or are about to do something that we consider wrong or dangerous, we will almost invariably shout no. But even though most of us may say no to our animals with relatively little damage to our psyches, sometimes saying no to people is much harder. This seems to be increasingly true relative to animal-related issues. Perhaps this is because, in addition to the usual desire to please others by giving them what they want, the companion animal scene is further complicated by the widespread belief that being positive equals being more moral somehow. Let me share a situation that I sometimes encounter in my practice. Part of my routine when doing a consultation is to ask my clients if there are any recommendations or suggestions in there that they cannot or they don't want to do for any reason, to just tell me. In other words, what I'm asking them is to say no to me. To say, no, I can't do that. Or no, I don't want to do that. I'm not doing this to make their lives miserable. I'm doing this simply because I want to know. And I want to know because there's more than one way to solve a problem. If they tell me they can't accomplish the changes I recommended, I'll find something else. The really sad thing is that when I discuss this with clients who actively engage during the 8-week follow-up period, I discover that they believe that saying, no, I can't do that, or I don't want to do that, means admitting their failures. Talk about a breakdown in communication. Because the fact that all positive treat training didn't work for them already, a fair number of them already feel like failures. And because of this, my desire for information to better help them and their animals makes matters worse instead of better. Even so, I still ask clients this because I can't figure out any way of asking them for this information without asking them for this information. And if any of you can think of a way for me to do this, I would be thrilled to hear about it. But the more I've thought about it, the more I've decided that the most troubling aspect of being afraid to say no in this situation, as well as saying no to animals when they do or are about to do something unacceptable, is that the fear signals a lack of faith or trust in the other. We don't trust the relationship with the other enough to say something that we fear they might construe as negative. How sad is that? It's a rather sad commentary on our society that it's often easier for some of us to say no to total strangers than to those we know. With those we say we love the most, including our animals, being the ones for whom we feel obligated to edit ourselves the most. We humans have been striving for perfection for thousands and thousands of years. I, for one, have yet to reach it, nor have any of my animals or any other people and animals I know. So why don't we just end the charade and trust ourselves and the relationship and just say no when we mean it?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.